Spinning Tom, spin to win.
Hi, my dear struggling to wake up early listener, I am your host Shefali, the early bird who does not like to catch worms. It's 4 a.m. here and this early bird is recording this podcast for you and the worms, I believe, are still deep asleep. Since you checked out on this podcast, I am assuming that you are interested in waking up early. And you are waiting for me to give you some tips that will help you get up early. Sorry to disappoint you, my friend. This isn't that kind of podcast. Here, we do a lot of deep digging to first figure out the why and why not of everything, and then we design the solutions. So I'd like to ask you, why do you want to wake up early? There could be many different answers to this question, like, I want to get up early to feed worms to the early birds because they deserve the worms, not the late birds. I hate to break this to you. Birds these days are turning vegan. Or, I want to get up early because it makes me different from everyone else. It makes me so cool. On these winter days, it might make you feel cold instead. Or, I want to wake up early because I've got my heart set on becoming the Prime Minister of India one day and Mr. Modi, my muse, wakes up at 5. Are you sure that waking up early was the only reason behind Prime Minister Modi's rise? Or, like your owl in another life host, Shefali, you want to wake up at 3 to work on her podcast? Aha! Now you know that you're listening to the right person, right? The thing is, before you start setting up your alarm at some ungodly hour, when only the whistling guard and the street dogs are up, you need to know why you are doing it. Without that why, without that purpose, you won't last in your quest of that quintessential extra hour in the morning. So, if you want to wake up early, get a piece of paper and a pen and write down what you'll be using that extra hour for. It could be to get back into shape if you once had one and life stole it from you, to cut the rut by doing something that you are passionate about. At this point, I highly recommend checking out episode 5 called Cut the Rut to understand the rut, its evil influence on your life, and to figure out how you can break free of it. I apologize for the diversion. So we were talking about what you could be using those extra hours for. It could be to chase a dream and do what needs to be done for it. To study for cracking an exam to clear it. To paint so that you can create your next collection. The point is, if you are waking up early, it's probably because you want to achieve something. Otherwise, why would you want to give up on those sweet hours of your morning sleep? They are unquestionably the best. We always sacrifice something for something. So, you must have a reason to get up early. With that reason carefully written out on that little sheet of paper, you are now ready to start. Let us say you want to start getting up early tomorrow onwards. If this is the case, then you must start preparing for it today. If you stay in your own room, probably in a hostel, or if you are a lone wolf with no pack yet, then things are easy for you. Go to bed on time. If you want to wake up at, say, 5 a.m., you should definitely be in bed by 10 the previous night, which means you should have finished your dinner by 8 p.m. And if you can manage just that, everything else would be great. But if you aren't sleeping well and can get into bed but can't get sleep into you, you might be overanalyzing something that happened to you. If you think that is the problem, please check out episode 7, Overcome Overanalysis. But let's say you stay with your family. Then the two most probable scenarios are, 1, you are still unmarried and you stay with your parents. 2, you are married and you stay with your spouse and maybe with your kids too. Now you must convince your family to bring about certain changes. For instance, dinner at 8. That may or may not be possible, or at least every day. If you stay with your parents, and you tell them that you'll be sleeping at 10 anyway and you'll have your dinner with TV at 8, just in case it doesn't work for them, there is a strong chance that they'll be okay with it. But if you are married, and if dinner is the only time that you really get to spend with your spouse and kids, then you are in a soup. How do you handle that? How do you change a habit that the whole family has fallen into? Remember that you might be raring for a change because you have a reason that you have just inscribed on that piece of paper that you are holding in your hand, but they don't have any. They are happy with their routines. And so there'll be long faces, crazy, even suspicious looks thrown your way. Until, of course, you have them on board. I repeat this, as I do in all my talks, transparency in relationships is the key to happiness. So talk about your dreams with your partner. Tell them why you want to wake up early and work out a plan. You'll be surprised to see how amenable he or she is. And only after you have agreed upon a schedule that appears comfortable to both, set that alarm to 5 a.m. So the second thing to do is getting your family on board. The third, which is very important, is to persevere. So what exactly is persevering or not giving up? I will talk about it in detail in a different episode, but I want you to remember that persevering is about doing something regardless of the difficulties that come your way. Perseverance is not staying down after you have failed. What it means is that while you develop the habit of rising early, you'll fail many times. And I mean many times. So after waking up early 2 days in a row, the third day you slip and you bury your head in your arms and you give up. Or you reflect upon the previous day and night, zero down upon the reason why you failed, and start again. I think forming a lasting habit has got to do a lot with how strong and permanent the reason behind the formation of the habit was. And so if you're doing it for a good, strong reason, chances are you'll end up forming a good habit that will last you a lifetime. I am repeating the three steps now. Please note them down for your reference. 1. Find and write your reason for waking up early. 2. Get your family's buy-in, both into your reason and your new schedule. 3. Persevere to stick to your schedule. Expect not to wake up early at least 2 out of 7 days. Before we part ways for today, let me break this to you. Success favors both camps, the early risers and the late risers. You see, both Mark Zuckerberg and Warren Buffett are late risers, while Oprah, Obama, even Tim Cook rise quite early. Productivity-wise, they say 4 a.m. is the best time. There aren't any distractions, but I believe that they are talking about India, where we have our diligent street dogs, the whistling guard. All sound lovely when you aren't recording. If you enjoyed this podcast, please cheer me up by liking, commenting, sharing, following, subscribing, and in general talking about it. And yes, if you leave a voice comment at anchor.fm/shefali-anand, I will include it in my future podcasts. That is all for now. Bye, and have a good morning tomorrow.